In the waning days of August 1896, still early in his first presidential campaign, William Jennings Bryan of Nebraska stood before an audience at the Music Hall in Cleveland, Ohio, and thundered, "We have the gold standard. It came to us without our desire." He announced that in opposition to the gold standard, "We have begun a war that knows no truce. We ask no quarter. We give no quarter. It is war, war, war." Indeed, it was war, in a fashion, although fought with words rather than bullets. Ohio's former governor, William McKinley, faced off with the former newspaper editor and former member of Congress from Nebraska, William Jennings Bryan. Nonetheless, the opponents never met on the same battlefield. McKinley refused to accept the monetary standard as the central issue of the campaign. He discussed the money issue frequently, but he presented his own highly successful oratory, founded on his own issues, in his own way, on his own ground. The year 1896 witnessed one of the hardest fought, most dramatic presidential campaigns in the history of the United States. Soon after the election, Bryan himself wrote that the campaign of 1896 was a remarkable one, whether we measure it by the magnitude of the issues involved or by the depth of interest aroused. Although some describe the 1896 campaign as a campaign of education, oratory played an important part. The candidates, and often the public, characterized the election as a pivotal point in American history. Both candidates employed dramatic, impressively creative campaign devices. Both candidates proved to be capable and energetic public speakers. Both addressed the campaign issues, mostly the gold standard and the protective tariff, in a way that roused public interest in politics to a frenzy. That the campaign's major issues turned out, in the end, to be stunningly inconsequential does not even seem to matter. The 1896 campaign gave the public what was very likely the most dramatic political oratory in the nation's history.